This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
talent. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, the podcast where we answer all of your money and investing questions. My name is Bryce, and today we're covering the biggest myths about investing. As always, to chat through it, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for this episode. To hit it you right off the bat, the biggest myth in investing is that it isn't fun, and we're proving that investing can be fun with our live event on the 10th of April.
Nice, what a segue.
Now that is a tie-in.
That's right. We're very excited that we're going to be back in live format here in Sydney on the 10th of April. Ask an Advisor, if you're only listening to Get Started Investing, is a series we do on Equity Mates where we bring in Australia's best financial advisors and put your questions to them. And that's what we're going to be giving you the opportunity to do at this event. So head to equitymates.com/events to find out more information. We cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. A night of asking advisors, meeting the team. Plenty of giveaways. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So grab your tickets.
So let's get into this episode. We're talking about investing myths, and that's really, you know, for people who are just starting, there's a lot of preconceived ideas and myths about investing that really stop you getting started. Mm. But for people who are on their investing journey as well, there's a lot of myths that change how people invest or just make things sometimes harder than they need be. So we went to a community, the Equity Mates Facebook discussion group, if people want to join. And we asked about the myths and preconceived notions that they've overcome as investors. And together we're busting a lot of them. So
myth busted.
Where do we want to start?
Start with number one.
Yeah.
The myth that you need lots of money to start investing. You need to be rich. Investing is a game for rich people.
Yeah, and I think this myth had some truth to it maybe 20 years ago. You know, when we started investing when I started investing 10 years ago, you needed $500. That was sort of the minimum investment size. If you go back a generation before that, like when our parents were younger, you probably did need thousands of dollars because you had to go to a full service broker who was a person who took trades over the phone, and you needed a bit of money to make it worth their while and to cover all the costs. That is not the case anymore.
Mm. You can now, as we've said plenty of times on the show, get started with a matter of sense. And this was echoed in the community, Ren. This was one of your comments that you thought you don't need to start with a lot of money to make a lot of money. And Cara also said that you don't have to be wealthy to start investing. And I think, yeah, the cost and access has now just become so cheap and readily available that don't let the feeling of needing thousands of dollars to start investing be the hurdle that stops you from starting.
Yeah, start. Just start. just even if it's just a few cents in a micro-investing app, or if it's a couple of dollars in a low-cost broker, just start.
Yeah.
Everything will start making more sense. You'll get your head around this world a lot more. Start.
Yes.
Myth number two.
Myth number two, investing is gambling and too risky.
Mm. Now, this is a myth that is born out of, I guess, people's perception of what the stock market is and how you make money in it. And also, I think a lot of pop culture. I think also everyone has a story, like a relative or a friend that has lost money in the stock
market. Everyone has a squeaky wheel in their life that comes to the stock market. And what I mean by that is, to your point, someone who has a story about losing money in the stock market. But with that one person, there's probably many others in your life that have done well from the stock market that aren't as vocal about it.
Maybe. Or like that squeaky wheel. So like, for example, in my family, do you remember HIH?
Yeah.
It was before our time. There's a family story that when HIH collapsed, we had a bunch of, like, our grandparents had some money invested in it. And that, I reckon, coloured a generation of, well, multiple generations of perceptions about the stock market. And everyone's family has those stories and or has friends with those stories. You know, I grew up in a family where the stock market wasn't a thing. Not everyone could have your upbringing.
Don't get me wrong, though. There are stories in my family and network of people losing lots of money. To your point right at the start of that, it's you've got to actually understand what the stock market is and understand that you're buying what you're buying into and that you're not just taking a punt.
Yeah. And so you can treat the stock market like gambling. If you buy an individual company, if you put all your money on one stock and you don't do the research and the work on that one stock, you are essentially gambling because you're relying on luck to go your way to make money. But there are plenty of other ways to invest in the stock market, and importantly, plenty of other assets to invest in other than individual stocks. And the one that we always talk about it, and people are probably sick of hearing about it, is the index ETF. Buy a little bit of everything, and it's a very different proposition to loading up on one stock.
Yeah.
And when you're buying an index ETF, the idea that you're gambling or the idea that it's risky, it really starts to change. There is obviously still overall market risk, but you're not punting on one stock and one CEO and one company doing well.
So we had Erin, she said that the stock market is just gambling. Simon from the office said investing is too risky. And Clinton said it's difficult, complicated and risky. But myth busted. Moving on to number three. The myth is that you need to be a financial expert to invest.
Yeah.
I think this is a great one that we've absolutely busted this one.
I like how you're keeping an internal scorecard where you're saying we're busting everything.
Yeah, we are.
Isn't it? Anyway.
Well, I think you and I are a perfect illustration of this myth. In that,
well, we're certainly not financial experts.
Exactly.
Although we are licensed.
We are licensed. We are not financial experts. And if you want, we something that rings with me is Emma Fisher. When we first interviewed her, maybe 3 or 4 years ago on Equity Mates, she is a financial expert and a professional fund manager. But I think we asked her, what's a piece of advice that you give your younger self or something along those lines? And she said that you don't need a degree to be a good investor. And I mean, that is coming from someone who day in, day out lives and breathes this stuff.
Gerhard in our Facebook groups, the myth that he struggled with early in his investing journey was that financial planners have all the knowledge to get you to make the best investment decisions for different risk scenarios. And I think, you know, financial planners and advisors certainly can play a role, but the myth is that they are that you need them to even take the first step. You know, you can be a DIY investor and you can start taking those financial steps, start investing, you know, doing whatever else you want to do. And then when you start having a family and you have more complex financial needs, then financial planners can really play more of a role. So I think financial expertise helps, but you don't need it to start.
Yeah. And the whole industry in the past has been set up to make you feel like you need them.
Yeah.
You can't do it yourself. So you have to pay experts to do it on your behalf. But that's just absolutely not the case.
Yeah. All right, Bryce. Well, that's 3 myths down. 3 more we've got to go, but let's take a quick break and then we'll come back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, welcome back to Get Started Investing. Today, we are on a myth-busting crusade. We are taking some of the common misconceptions when it comes to the stock market, the biggest reasons given why people don't start investing, and we're busting them. Yes. So if you've got a friend or a family member in your life who believes one of these myths and isn't investing, this is the episode to send them. So far, we've talked about the idea that you need a lot of money to get started, that investing is like gambling, or that it's too risky, and that you need to be a financial expert to get started. Bryce, hit me with myth number four.
Myth number four that we're about to bust is that you have to time the market. No. In fact, you don't want to try and time the market.
No one can accurately time the market. No. That is just the reality of investing. And the idea that you need to buy at the best times to make money is wrong.
Yes.
Provably, empirically wrong. We wrote a book about it.
We did write a book about it. I think what drives this sense, Ren, when you first start investing is the classic buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
You've got to buy low and you sell high. That's the strategy.
Yeah.
I don't know who drills it into you, actually, but it feels like it's something when people figure out that they want to start investing, they do some research. That's generally one of the first things that comes up.
Yeah.
Buy low, sell high. Yeah.
Like intuitively that makes sense.
It's just not the case though, because what mentality that then gives you is one that you need to time the market.
Yeah.
And to your point, there are case studies and strategies that show that that is just not the way to do things.
Yeah. And it has this assumption that the stock market is sort of a mean reverting machine where, like, when it's low, you buy it, when it's high, you sell it, and then it goes back down. Yeah. But, like, the fact of the matter is it's on a constant trend upwards. Mm-hmm. And many of the best investments that you could have made, you probably wouldn't have had a chance to buy that low.
Mm.
And especially for your core portfolio index ETFs, it's not about buying low and selling high. It's about buying when it's low and buying when it's high, safe in the knowledge that over time it will continue to trend higher.
Mm, buy high and buy higher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So much money has been lost or missed out on by people trying to time the market.
Definitely.
And this year is a classic example of that. You know, on this podcast and on Equity Mates Investing Podcast, we're talking about how all these stock markets are hitting all-time highs.
Mm.
The Australia did, the US did, Japan has, crypto has. But so many people will have looked at the state of the economy, the cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, the questions around consumer spending, and said, this isn't the time.
Mm.
I'm going to wait and I'm going to invest later when the time is better. And unfortunately, anyone who did that missed out on the last few months.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to, trust me, you didn't want to miss those.
Yeah. And so it's just like this lesson that we've learned over and over again that it is impossible to time the market, and therefore you just keep buying.
It's such a liberating feeling as well when you finally figure out you don't need to time the market.
This is 7 years of Equity Mates we're doing now, and it's, you look back at a consistent dollar cost averaging approach. And, you know, in that time, we've had highs and we've had some crashes. We had the crash of 2020. We had the crash of 2022. But you just look back and you're like, oh, you get it.
I get it, yeah.
And that's why we kind of just keep saying, just get started, because it may, the whole not timing the market, just consistently buying, makes sense when you've got a track record that you can look back on and you can be like, ah,
this
that
is
was
working.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, that's number Bitcoin. Four. What is number five?
Number
Bryce?
Five. Myth number five is that you need to pick stocks to build wealth. We had Roman comment that you need to buy and sell individual stocks. A well-allocated index portfolio with a rebalancing strategy beats most active managers. And then we had Oscar also saying that the myth is picking stocks to beat the market.
Yeah.
This is something that we fell into. This was a trap that both you and I, when we started, we were trying to pick stocks.
Yeah.
We thought that was the way that to make money in the stock market and to make a lot of money, you had to individually choose stocks.
Yeah, yeah. And you just don't.
You don't.
I mean, we spoke about index ETFs earlier in this episode, and that is a perfectly good strategy to build all the wealth you will need.
Mm.
If you want to, you can also pick fund managers and you can have them manage your money. There are options if you don't want to spend all the time analyzing individual stocks. You just don't have to do it.
You could become an incredibly wealthy and successful investor without needing to choose one single company.
Yes. Next question.
Myth busted. And this is perhaps the biggest myth that we've come across over the last 7 years, Ren.
It was certainly the biggest myth in the Facebook discussion group thread, which surprised me because...
The myth is that you need to trust a fund manager. We had Henry say that investing in fund managers is a good idea because they do this for a living. That's the myth. And then Heath, that you can't beat fund managers, fundies that track the index because they're scared the index will beat them. And he goes on to say that... You don't need to be trusting in fund managers because most of them can't be in the market themselves.
Yeah, well, I think, his point is that there's a lot of professional incentives to act in certain ways that undermine overall performance.
Mm.
I think this really ties back to what we were speaking about earlier with the financial advisors. It's like they can play a role, but the idea that you need to just blindly trust them and that you can't do it yourself is the myth.
Yeah.
That everything that they are doing, you know, they might be doing it better and they might be spending their days studying markets. So, like, there's no reason that you wouldn't outsource it to them, but you don't have to outsource it to them.
No.
You can do it yourself. You can study markets yourself. You can choose individual stocks yourself. It is all within your control. As you said earlier, Emma Fisher from Airlie, speaking about how you don't need a university degree to become a good investor. You just need to spend the time doing it. And if you don't want to spend the time doing it, you can outsource it to a fund or an index.
Yeah, yeah. So, six myths that we've busted. If there are, I'm sure there are some in there that you might be feeling yourself, or if you know a family or friend that is stuck on one of them, then send them this episode, because there is no reason that you shouldn't be starting your investing journey if you're facing one of these or struggling to get past one of these myths. So we have written a book about it as well, Don't Stress, Just Invest, which will really help you through this as well.
Yeah, and well, if you have a question that you want to ask and if you have another myth that you're trying to get over, the place to work through it is our live Ask an Advisor event. The link is in the show notes. We can't wait to see you there. So come join us on the 10th of April.
Yes, can't wait. See you there.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.